Blow the horn. Let's go.
Everything that we do every day, we want to be a champion.
Get your mind right and let's go. Do the little things. Win every day.
It's the sole place they play football.
Everything with an attitude.
Alabama, you listen.
I don't give a shit who we're playing.
Nothing they can play against you and make his ass quit. That's our framework. That's our MO as a team.
Richardson breaks free on the sideline. End zone.
This is a mauling, folks. A mauling.
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Hello and welcome to the Alabama Football Podcast, the 2012 preseason football extravaganza. Tom, we're back to talk wide receivers. Who you got?
You know, I was really, I was a little nervous going into this year before that national championship game because of obviously the drop-off of losing a Marquise Mays and losing a Smelly and just what they brought to the offense. I mean, if you prior to that national championship game, McCarron was going to lose four of his top five receivers coming into this year. And so they don't have the stats to pad it right now. But Kevin Norwood really stepped up and showed me something in that game. I mean, you and I both know going into the season last year that Darius Hanks became the third down dependable, right? Third and eight, who's going to catch the tough pass? Darius Hanks. I think Kevin Norwood could be that guy this year.
Well, I think Kevin can be more than that guy, and I think actually we need him to be more than that guy. Kevin Norwood, and we talk about this after the championship game, and it's worth underscoring again. Just he came into that game, and Mays went down, and that was a very unexpected thing. We did not game plan for Mays
right.
to be out of the game.
Right.
And Norwood came in. He could have clinched. You know, he could have. Yep. He could have choked in that moment. He just stepped in as if he had game planned.
Made some very tough catches.
Made some sensational catches. And so I think that he's going to come in and be our number one. I think he's more talented than Mays. I think his upside is more than.
I mean,
than
Hanks, yeah.
Well, than Mays.
Oh, Mays really?
Was our number one last year.
Okay.
But what you bring out is probably as equal importance of a position as who is that key third down receiver?
Who is his safety blanket?
Who is that?
I think it's Kevin Norwood. I mean, Kenny Bell, you know, he has shown flashes, and he made a great catch on in double coverage in the A-Day game, but let's face it was the A-Day game. He was playing in this was mop-up time against some DBs that won't see the field during the season. Kenny Bell, you know, I expect good things from. Christian Jones hadn't had a lot of chances out there yet. I guess if I had to pick a second guy to Kevin Norwood who would be that guy, it would probably have to be Christian Jones. Because DeAndre White, I mean, we can talk about him in a minute. Man, he is he's a mixed bag. You just don't know what you're going to get from one game to the next.
Yeah, I do think, and this will sound like a replay from the running back position. I think from if we look at the receiving core as a group, this is top to bottom one of the best groups that we've had at Alabama. The trick is we don't have a lot of experience at the top. We lost a lot last year.
We also lost somebody else that we thought was going to.
Well, we lost to Ron Carter, so we can certainly.
No, I'm just saying from your experience question, we thought he was going to be a key experience last year and this year.
You're right. And so he's gone. We'll miss him, but it's hard to miss what you never had. And when you look at this core of receivers, there's not a senior amongst them. And so all of this group comes back. And for all of the excitement that we can have about this group, and again, top to bottom, I think it's the best group of talent that we've ever had. But it lacks the upside. It lacks the obvious upside, and it most certainly lacks the experience. I think Norwood, we saw what he could do. I think he's going to be our leading receiver. It's a little bit hard to predict what happens after that. Does DeAndre White grow up? You know, does Christian Jones mature, and does he play the wide receiver position like he played the punt return position last year? You know, Chris Black is now hurt with a shoulder injury. He's out 2 or 3 months. Amari Cooper is lighting up practice. Everyone has great things to say about him. By the end of the season, he could be our number one receiver. We just don't know. We need to see him on the field competing against SEC talent.
What do you think about Kenny Bell? What do you think we're going to see from him this year?
Well, Kenny Bell's a non-route specialist. He is slight of build, and that is generous.
and it hasn't changed from one year to the next.
Yeah, he needs to sit at the food table with, you know, some of the defensive linemen or some of the offensive. He needs to sit next to.
His calves are still very, very small.
He needs a room with DJ Fluker or something. Maybe just some osmosis.
But in all seriousness, he had 17 catches last year. Okay, we talked about this in podcasts before. We need two or three guys to be 30, 40 catches. Okay, if you think Kevin Norwood's going to be the guy, what do you think we're going to see out of Kenny Bell?
I'll be very candid with you. I don't know that we see much more than we saw from him last year. He might go from 17 to 25. He may catch a couple long touchdowns because we let him get the other side of the defense. We may use him to stretch the field. But I think when we look at who's the core group of receivers, I think it's Norwood. I think it's Amari Cooper. I think it's Christian Jones. And if DeAndre White will grow up and attend class, then I would put him in that group as well. All ahead of Kenny Bell.
Well, when you look at the stats last year, it was surprising to me that Marquise Mays accounted for roughly 25% of A.J. McCarron's balls. Of all the quarterbacks' balls last year. And then next you had Smelly, that dependable guy. So you asked me the question, who is his safety blanket? Who is his Brad Smelly this year?
Well, I think that kind of gets into our tight end question, and I do think that his safety blanket probably does come from
that position
position.
Okay.
But I think if we're looking for who's the clutch receiver,
third and eight, yeah, got to have the big
catch. Like we had a Hanks do last year, like we had in instances. Limited perhaps, but like we had Brandon Gibson do some last year. Kind of who's that guy?
Right.
We don't have a seasoned guy to kind of point to that.
Right.
You know, here's the old guy.
Right.
That's been around. I think it's gonna be I'm gonna go back and I hate that maybe I'm repeating myself, but I think it's gonna be some Amari Cooper. I think it's gonna be Norwood, and if DeAndre White will grow up, then I think it's gonna be him as well. I want to. And the way things kind of are fluid in fall camp, I can't do this now. I want to include Eddie Williams in that group, but he just recently moved due to some injuries and other circumstances, which we'll talk about in another show. He has moved to safety. I so want to include him in this group, but I can't do that with a right mind at this point. Cyrus Jones is a guy, another freshman that could kind of burst onto the seams, but you know that's kind of reaching for a freshman. I think it's going to be one of these guys. Christian Jones. I think if he can play the wide receiver position like he played punt returner, then he's going to be a guy that kind of bursts on the seams.
Well, to your depth comment about just the stable of depth, isn't it fair to say from other teams we've had in the past, this is the as far as experience wise, it might be the most talent. But the least experience.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at your depth chart, this is scary. You got two juniors and two sophomores, and then you got six freshmen. That's a little scary.
Yeah, that's why I want to be very, very careful. And when we get to our conference interval, I think my number will reflect that. But this is where I want to be very clear. This is the best stable of just raw talent, and that's what it is, a lot of raw talent. There's no seniors in that group, but there's no one on that group that I don't feel comfortable with. I mean, we've not even talked about Marvin Shin and Danny Woodson, who are, you know, redshirt freshmen. We don't really know
what
we're going to get from them. But they kind of come with a stamp on their forehead that says, I was recruited by Nick Saban.
Right. That's fair.
As we sit here looking at a mic and in a sheet of paper with names, okay, I can feel pretty good about that.
That's fair. All right. What's your confidence interval? You've been asking me. I'm gonna ask you first.
For the wide receiver, I'm giving it a 6.9, and I'm just below the 7, and I'm really quantifying it because there's no stud at the top, and I think if we take this same group and we give them a year's worth of experience, next year we have the potential to be a 9 going into the season. And so I'm giving it a 6.9 right now. I do think, and I had, you know, one thing I noted that I do want to just kind of hit a point. We just finished up the quarterbacks. I think we have the right quarterback, experienced, having some success.
Arm.
Quick. The right quarterback.
For this stable.
For this young group of receivers. And so I feel really good about that. What's your confidence interval?
Well, I'm going to scare you here, but I'm giving them a 6. Okay. And if it wasn't for A.J. McCarron, I'd probably give him a 5. And that's just simply because you got to show me. I mean, when I look at the stats last year, which, you know, call it what it is, Kevin Norwood had 11 catches. Kenny Bell had 17. DeAndre White had 14. Christian Jones had 3. So, you know, those four guys combined had 30 catches. So show me. Show me after the A-Day game. So this is the position on the offensive side of the ball that scares me the most.
Now, when you start getting down into a five territory, that's not too far from you and I out there running routes. So, I mean,
This six could graduate during the year, and I'm very happy that A.J. McCarron is the guy and not John Parker Wilson, because I do think he can make the most of this raw talent you're talking about. But I'm just nervous. They don't have a resume. They don't have the stats.
Yeah, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I just wanted to point that out. This is probably the lowest score that I'll give, and that may well be the lowest score that you give. Why don't we mentioned a lot of names, and we've talked about, you know, potential roles. Let's break it down to brass tacks. Who, in order 1 to 3, who are your top three leading receivers? And you can quantify it how you want to. Do you mean yards, or do you mean receptions, or just kind of the combination top receivers, 1, 2, 3?
Well, Chris Black would have been in the top three if he would have been one of the, if he wouldn't have got hurt. But I'm going to say Kevin Norwood first. I'm going to say Kenny Bell 2. I'm going to say Chris John Jones 3. DeAndre White, I mean, like we saw in the Penn State game, he's still going to slip up.
Yeah, he missed. We talked about that and spent some time. It almost like clockwork. He was out, you know, for a period of time, and then was in the game. Looked like maybe he had missed a class or something. Again, that's just our assessment from, you know, from 80 rows up. But I'm going our leading receivers, and I'm going to go yardage here. I think Kevin Norwood is number one. Just the experience that he brings back and the confidence that he comes back. I mean, you know, you come in like he did in the BCS championship game against an LSU team. High caliber team, you know, we can look at what we did to them, but they're a high quality team, and he stepped in and didn't clinch and didn't flinch and was just a phenomenal receiver in that game. I think Amari Cooper, I give him my number two. I just, from what I'm seeing in fall camp and what we saw in the spring, I just think he's a full-on stud, so he's my number two receiver. And Christian Jones, he just seems to have a mentality that, I want to say a fighter mentality, that when he's on the field, and he might be the nicest guy in the world, but when he's on the field, he just seems to have a my ball mentality, a fighter mentality, a competitor mentality, and I think when he's running routes and the ball's in the air, he's going to get it and he's going to make a play, and so I have him as my third receiver. Any other comments on the wide receivers?
Scares me your number two is a unproven commodity.
As an unproven freshman. I just...
That scares me.
Well, and that's fair. I just feel really good about the kid.
I hope you're right. I hope you're very right.
You know, I'm not making a prediction, but he could be like a Sammy Watkins who came in for Clemson and just was amazing.
That would be awesome. I hope you're right.
that would be phenomenal. So fingers crossed, and we can all wish upon a star that's what we get. All right, this has been another episode of the Alabama Football Podcast in the 2012 football preseason extravaganza, breaking down the wide receivers. Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a roll tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the tide. Got that, coach?
Aye.
Of course. Roll Tide.